Engine quit about a half mile back. Coasted the rest on what the hill would give. Funny. All that running. And the last thing it does is roll real quiet and stop on its own. Hood's still ticking. Smells like something burned a long time ago. And is only just now telling me about it. There's a field out the window I never noticed. Frost on it. Looks like somebody's still asleep out there. A crow on a fence post doesn't move. He's not waiting for me. He's just where he lives. I respect that. I never lived anywhere. I had a truck and a route and a name people said careful. It's not the same thing. Her coffee'd be cold by now. The chair'd be empty. Both chairs, I guess. I hope she doesn't wait long before she throws the second cup out. I hope she throws it hard. I hope it breaks. That's the closest thing to a prayer I've got left. And it's for her, not me. Still upright somewhere, counting what I cost you. You can stop. The number's done. I paid it about a quarter mile back when the engine quit, and I knew it wasn't starting again. We were never even brother, but we are now. There's a thing I should have said about 30 miles ago and about 30 years ago, and I didn't, because I thought there'd be a better light to say it in. Turns out the light you've got is the light you say it in. I'm saying it now. Nobody's here. That's all right. The field heard it. The crow heard it. That's enough. Tank's dry. That's all right. I wasn't going anywhere. I hadn't already been. Lights coming up over the field now. It doesn't know about any of this. That's the kindest thing that's happened to me all year.